Hello and welcome to the Small Church Mentor Podcast, where we work to empower the pastors, leadership, and members of small churches to be what God wants them to be. Hi, I'm your host, Gary Fear, and I'm proud to serve you. Today's topic, anniversaries and times to celebrate. Kind of a timely topic, although I'm recording this in advance. The day I'm recording this is actually September 23rd, and so far, the world hasn't ended. September 23rd, 2017 was slated by some as the time the world was going to end. It is 4:25 in the afternoon, and even though it is one of the hottest days of the year in northern Illinois area where I live, it's 90-some-odd degrees today. Good night. It hasn't been this hot. It's been a very mild summer. Usually in the summer in this area, we'll get 100 and a quarter for about a week or two, and it just hadn't got up there this year until now. Man, it's hot out there today. I'm glad I don't know how much of it this microphone is picking up, but I got a little bit of air conditioner running in the background right now, so thank God for air conditioning. When I release this, towards October the second or third, I think my target date for release is October the 3rd, but October the 2nd is my wedding anniversary. Surprising and coincidentally enough, it's my wife's wedding anniversary too. There goes all the wah-wah-wah joke sounds that you could put in there after that. But nonetheless, it's our anniversary. We will have been married for 18 years. 18 years. That's assuming the world doesn't end in the next 7.5 hours, but 18 years we will have been married on October the 2nd, 2017. And I'm excited about it. And we do, if you've listened to previous podcasts, we have 4 children, ages 15, 13, 9, and 5. They're growing up, and they're actually a little bit older than when we started this podcast, of course. I have most of them on. I think I'm missing one of them. I'm not sure, but I think I'm missing one of them to be on. Maybe 2 of them. I'll have to go back and look at some of the listen to some of the podcasts to find out for sure. But we'll get them all on one of these days. But we are excited about anniversary time. Some people don't celebrate anniversaries. I don't know. I guess I understand the spirit of why they don't. But I think it is important to celebrate anniversaries. For our wedding anniversary, I joked that my wife has to celebrate it so she can remember how much she loves me. And then I do tongue-in-cheek with the men. Sometimes when I'm teaching on the portion of Scripture, it says, husbands, love your wives. I said, that's why anniversaries are so important, so you can remember how much you love your wife. And truth is, though, we need that reminder. Not only as men, as women, as people in general, because time and space, we don't fall out of love. We just neglect the love that we have. And if we're not careful, we neglect the love we have for the Lord. I do think, and some people don't, they say, well, I don't remember when I was saved. And then I heard a man one time say, if you don't remember when you were saved, you weren't truly saved. And I see some merit to that, but I also kind of understand when a person says, well, I don't remember the date, because they gave their heart to the Lord and they may not have realized how pivotal it was until a little bit later into their walk, into their experience. I know some young people that gave their heart to the Lord when they were pretty young, so they don't remember the exact date. It wasn't something that they journaled or kept a log of, but it was something that they nurtured a long time. So maybe you don't remember the date. Maybe you do. I think it'd be very important, if you don't remember the date, I think it'd be very important to find a time of year where you can celebrate your anniversary of coming to know the Lord. I think it helps remind you and helps put you in perspective of what was and why it's so glad and you're so glad and pleased that it's no longer like it was. And I think personally we should do things like that in our life to remind us. I know a man at work and he's told me the story. I can't remember it, but for some reason, he uses the number 111, and there's a story behind it. But he uses the number 111 to remind him of his spiritual walk. I know another man, my mentor in this church, he has a T in his last name. And when he puts the line through the T, he lowers it just a little bit so it looks more like a cross than a T. And he does that just as a reminder. I think it's a good thing to remind ourselves because that does put an importance on the event. It is important that I'm married. It is important that I remember I'm married. It's important that I love my wife with all my heart. That way we can maintain that walk. Too many people neglect that love, neglect that marriage, and they find themselves split up and even worse in divorce. I got 3 points I want to discuss. I want to talk a little bit. And remember, I'm talking about anniversaries and times to celebrate. I want to talk about the feast days that God instituted just briefly. I want to talk about anniversaries. And then I even want to talk about birthdays. This is some of this is good for us as individuals. Remembering your anniversary of salvation is good as an individual. Some of these are good as a church. Now, I'm not saying that we should reinstitute the feast day celebrations. I understand that these things are fulfilled in Christ, and I thank God for it. Some say that the Feast of Tabernacle is a perpetual feast, that we ought to be still walking and taking time for the Feast of Tabernacles. The Passover Seder seems to be one of the easiest or most common anyway of the feast days to celebrate. These feast days were instituted as an opportunity for us to remember what God had done or to look forward to what God was going to do. I think it's an important thing to keep in mind and to hold dear. I think the feast days are important for 2 reasons. One is because the lessons they teach, you will understand more of what Jesus Christ did for you and will do in the future if you understand those 7 feasts that are outlined in the books of Moses, in the first 5 books of your Bible, particularly in the book of Leviticus. If you look through it and you'll learn more of Christ, and the lessons they teach are invaluable. But I think they're also a lesson we need to learn, something we need to take away from it. The second one is that we need to take away that the fact that they exist shows that God sees an importance on a reminder, a consistent reminder in our hearts and our minds. That's important personally, but it's also important publicly also. For instance, our anniversaries. Special events that have happened in the church will help. When you celebrate those special events, it will help bring the church closer together. And one of the things I do every April 1st, the weekend that surrounds April 1st, either before or after, because that's when our church was officially started. Of course, April the 4th was when our church was actually the first service, 1980. And I like to go back and I like to tell about that. I like to tell how many was in the first service. I like to tell we've moved 3 times. I like to tell of each place where we've moved to. I like to tell of our start. I take everybody on a tour in their minds of where we were and how now where we are. I remind them of some of the people that many of the folks in the church today have never met. They've gone on to be with the Lord or moved on to other churches. Anniversaries are important. Reminding each other will bring a unity, will bring a family atmosphere, will bring a closeness that is really important to growth. I think sometimes, and our church doesn't celebrate this, but maybe you could celebrate the time the pastor came on board. And it doesn't have to be a big celebration, and maybe the pastor doesn't have to launch that. I think I kind of put on the air that I don't want this. I think a lot of pastors would, but if you're a member or you're leadership in the church and you're sitting there and you're listening to this, it may be a good idea for you to take and remember or find out when your pastor came on board with that in that church and maybe just kind of throw him a potluck dinner in his honor or something. Now, if you're a part of the church that I pastor and you hear this, I'm not asking for that. I'm not saying that necessarily I'm wanting that. But it would be good to bring everybody into a mindset of that authority of the specialness of that authority. Maybe you've moved or bought a building or built a building, or maybe there's been some big progress or process or something that's changed in the church, and we have kind of revamped our church some, and you walk into our church now from a year ago, and it's a lot different. And of course, the structure is still the same, but a lot of redecorating, a lot of remodeling, carpeting, chairs instead of pews, a lot of different things. I wouldn't celebrate that 5 years from now, but maybe a year from now we can have a service that talks about remember when, and what that will do is that'll encourage the people to keep it fresh. It will bring it freshness back into their mind, but it might also get their brains a thinking of any other newness that might need to be brought about. There's so many anniversaries, so many things that the church could be mindful of. Maybe it's not an anniversary within the church. Maybe it's a anniversary of something they did with the hurricanes in Texas and in Florida, with the earthquakes in Mexico and all these things. So maybe your church has been able to do an outreach to help those places. And so maybe a year, maybe two, maybe even you could do it in a 5 year reminder. And this is where they were, and this is where they are kind of anniversary. But bringing it up, talking about an election that came through that was pivotal to the church. Anniversaries. You're going to bring a sense of unity into your church when you discuss anniversaries. The last one I'd like to discuss, and just as trying to be a mentor, trying to be somebody to say, hey, spice up the church a little bit and bring a newness to it. Bring a closeness, bring a family atmosphere, bring a unity. I can't think of any better way than to celebrate one another's birthdays. Now, it's easy in my church with 20 or 30 people. It's pretty easy to celebrate birthdays. You know, it's just a small crowd. We can celebrate everybody's birthday with a song, a happy birthday song or something in the middle during announcements, or just a mention or a Facebook post saying happy birthday to so-and-so on the church's Facebook page, or who knows, we could do a lot with birthdays. Maybe you've got 400, maybe you got 100 even, and you can't quite do that because it's every week and it's two or three people, and it just gets to be too much. But you can throw a bulletin board up somewhere, or a marquee type little small inexpensive marquee type sign, or a white erase board even in the foyer with a little heart around it. My wife has taken to chalk art, and we've had three of our members turn 90 years old this year, and she did chalk art celebrating their birthdays, each one of theirs in their season, their time. I'm just celebrating them. I'm telling you, celebration of one another, loving of one another. Then when John doesn't like Harry so much, but Harry comes up and wishes John a happy birthday, it kind of softens the edges a little bit, doesn't it? I guess the point that I'm trying to share today, and I'll wrap it up with just this thought. When you can celebrate together, when you can remember an event that you've been through together, it'll bring a closeness, a family, and a unity in your church. And it's remarkable how many things are solved and resolved with unity and love, with the edges being softened a little bit. I just threw out three ideas. We have done a Passover Seder, you know, the condensed Passover version. We weren't going to sacrifice an animal, and we weren't going to spread his blood over my doorposts, but we've done the Passover Seder. We talk about anniversaries. We talk about birthdays. My point isn't particulars. It's to get your mind thinking. What can you do in your church to celebrate, to bring your guys, the mind of the church in unity? This doesn't necessarily have to come from the pastor, not even necessarily from the leadership. Maybe you as a member just say, hey, I want to send out birthday cards to everybody in the church having a birthday. That celebration of one another is big. I hope this helps a little bit. I'm still looking forward to hearing from you. If you have anything you want to share, if you have any ideas, any topics that you'd you're interested in, you'd like to hear about, please get a hold of me, smallchurchmentor@gmail.com. If you just want to comment on the website, smallchurchmember.com, maybe you'll want to check us out on Facebook. However, leave us a, I think it'd be awesome if you'd leave us a review on Facebook, or I'm sorry, on iTunes. Hey, I'm going to look to maybe launch this podcast on some other venues so that maybe Android users could subscribe or whatever. So if you have a venue you'd like me to post this podcast on, then please shoot me an email, send me a message, and let me know what would work for you. I want to be here for you. I want to be a help to you. I don't want to necessarily interfere with the sovereignty of your church, but I do want to help. So get a hold of us. Let us know how we can be of help, of a service. Hey, maybe even you just kind of would like to have a private phone call with me. Just shoot me an email. Shoot me a message and say, hey, I can use your help. Would you please get a hold of me? And then I'll get a hold of you, and we'll see what we could do. Until then, we'll see you next week.